This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
We'll have to see whether or not that's enough to win this division. I mean, certainly the way that the Detroit Lions have played, you need every victory you can get. But all that being said, I just feel like this team historically under Matt LaFleur in five-plus seasons, they always seem to finish stronger at the end of the year. And I think last year seeing the youth of this team also contribute to that. This is still a young football team. And if they can find a way to stay healthy, correct a lot of the miscues they've had here in the first half, I feel like they will be a better team in the second half. And especially getting someone back like Evan Williams today, I think that could be huge for them because that's a guy that got pressed into action, really showed out, and now is going to be back in that secondary using all that experience in the second half.
James?
Yeah, well, you guys know I'm picking us to go undefeated and win every single game. No,
by 50.
You know, I'm with the guys. I think we gotta find a way to get to 11 wins. I think 11 wins get you into the playoffs. I really do think it's going to be tough for us to win a division with the way Detroit is playing right now. And I really don't care who's on Detroit's schedule. They are playing really good football right now. They know how to win some games. So we got to get to 11 wins, get us into that wild card, and see where it goes from there.
After further review brought to you by Network Health, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers, Wes Hotkowitz of Packers.com. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
See you at Lambeau next Sunday. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Wisconsinites love supper clubs. They're a gathering place, a community touchstone. And in Racine, that's known as the Corner House. First opened in 1945, the Corner House Supper Club carries on the tasty tradition with new ownership since 2018. It's a warm, intimate spot for a regular night out or special occasion. Their menu is complete with steaks, chops, nationally famous prime rib, seafood, and an appealing kids' menu. Open 7 days a week, starting at 3. Visit the Corner House Supper Club in Gaslight Circle.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the energy efficient home improvement credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 in Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
Local news and timeless hits are on WRJN, where every afternoon, Kurt Volman gets you home between 2 and 6 p.m. Kurt talks to the people who help create entertainment, culture, fun, and really a sense of community throughout Racine and Racine County. Here is interviews with local newsmakers, your friends, your neighbors, along with timeless hits. Every afternoon between 2 and 6, it's Kurt Volman on WRJN.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Back to more Packer football in just a minute on WRJN. For 97 years, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, where one of your best friends is on the air every day from 9 a.m. till 2. Cindy Huber plays the timeless hits for you during the workday. Cindy's a walking encyclopedia of music, information, knowledge, and trivia, and a great companion for the workday. Cindy Huber, 9 until 2 on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
The Countdown to Kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. Packers preview, Packers and Bears at Soldier Field. Hey, Packers fans, score big for game day meals at Pick and Save with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. Today's Players to Watch, presented by your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Dear Spotlight, Toyota has more all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive vehicles than any other brand. Find yours and shine on. Toyota, let's go places. Mike?
For me, this is going to be similar to the keys to the game. So I'm going to look at Lucas Van Ness and Rashawn Gary. So far this year, Caleb Williams has been sacked 38 times. That's the worst number in the NFL. If the Packers don't add to that again significantly today, then you give Caleb Williams opportunity and time. And I don't think you give him opportunity, time, and confidence. So if you can get to him, you got to get to him. So those guys, to me, are the guys to watch.
Before we get to your player to watch, James, I want to follow up on what Mike talked about there with Rashawn Gary. He has only 2.5 sacks through 9 games this season. Now, you know, the Packers didn't give him the big extension thinking he was going to have 2.5 sacks through 9 games. What are you seeing there? Are teams concentrating more protection against him? Why isn't he getting home more?
I mean, sometimes it's like that, Dennis, but, I mean, sometimes it's just him not winning, you know. But sometimes it's him getting some chip blocks, him getting some double teams and things like that. But sometimes it's just him not being disruptive. But I think it's certain games that set up for you, and that's why, to be honest with you, he's my player to watch as well. Rashawn Gary, the offensive line for the Chicago Bears is not that good. And not only are they not that good, the quarterback holds the ball extremely long. We should be able to get after the quarterback today. And if we can get after the quarterback today, he will give you some opportunities to make some plays on the football. But it's all about the pass rush today, and it's all about Rashawn Gary. But if we are keeping it 100, keeping it a buck, like the kids say, he hasn't been the Rashawn Gary that we're used to seeing this year, and we need him to step up and be that Rashawn Gary if we are going to be the Packers defense and team that we are trying to be.
Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
When it comes to getting care, we all need a winning strategy, and the best way to get there is through Ascension Wisconsin Care Teams. From routine to specialty care, they empower you by listening, respecting your experiences, and working with you to create a game plan that works. Put an Ascension Wisconsin doctor on your team to connect the dots to labs, imaging, specialists, and any other care you need. Schedule now at ascension.org/wisconsincare.
My mom's got a new Case IH tractor, and it can do it all. Bale hay all day. See in the dark with its powerful LED lights. Hook up all the implements. Shift like a race car. Steer with ease. And it can also cool my juice box. Yeah, her Case IH tractor can do everything she needs it to.
Looking for a tractor that can do it all? Check out caseih.com.
Want to test your Packers knowledge? Look no further than Packers Predict, powered by Senex. Packers Predict is a free interactive game where fans can win weekly cash prizes and more just by answering a few questions about the Packers' upcoming game. Throughout the season, players are eligible for weekly prizes. And at the end, the player with the most points will win $2,000 cash and a trip to a home game next season. Packers Predict is completely free to play. Visit Packers.com/predict or download the Packers app to start playing today.
Hi, this is Wayne Larrabee for Steinhoffels. Steinhoffels is partnering with Special Spaces Wisconsin and the Green Bay Packers to create dream bedrooms for children battling cancer all across Wisconsin. This season, every time the Packers make a field goal, Steinhoffels will donate $1,000 to Special Spaces Wisconsin. Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader since 1934, is 100% employee-owned, and is a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers.
The Countdown to Kickoff is presented by Pick and Save, now about 45 minutes away from the Packers and the Bears at Soldier Field. This is Packers Preview. The Packers and Fleet Farm encourage fans to visit any Wisconsin Fleet Farm location through November 20th and round up your purchase at the register. All proceeds from the roundup will benefit HUA Wisconsin. Support our heroes and visit your local Fleet Farm today. Over the last 15 seasons, the Packers are 27-4 against the Bears, and 14-2 against them in Chicago. where JerMichael Finley had maybe the best game of his career on September 25th, 2011. Here's Brian Posick.
This was a wild game at Soldier Field with two turnovers and a punt return for a touchdown canceled out by penalties. Aaron Rodgers was intercepted on the Packers' first drive, but the Bears were offsides. Rodgers then connected with Greg Jennings four times for 61 yards to set up JerMichael Finley's six-yard touchdown catch, and it was 7-0. Finley's 24-yard reception set up his second TD to make it 14-0 early in the second quarter. After Chicago cut the deficit to 7, Mason Crosby and Robbie Gould exchanged field goals, and the Packers led 17-10 at the half. Crosby converted again midway through the third before Green Bay took command early in the fourth as Rodgers and Finley hooked up three more times, the last of which was essentially the dagger, as Wayne Larrabee likes to say.
So here we go, third down and 9 for Green Bay. The Packers leading by 10, trying to blow a hole into this game early in the fourth quarter. A-Rod alone in the shotgun. The snap, throws right side. Finley, touchdown! 10-yard touchdown pass, Aaron Rodgers to JerMichael Finley.
With the Packers up 27-10 and Bears fans upset, much to the joy of Larry McCarron, the two teams exchanged turnovers as the fourth quarter moved along.
Cutler on first and 10, back to throw. Cutler looks, steps, rainbows the middle. Intercepted, Morgan Burnett at the 40-yard line of Green Bay. Morgan Burnett playing a center field, his second interception of the ball game. And a lot of the Chicago faithful here heading to the exits. I guess they thought the dagger was thrown right there, huh?
Well, they'd rather get home than boo.
Yeah, but the game was far from over. After Burnett's INT, James Starks fumbled, Julius Peppers recovered, and Chicago pulled within 10 early in the fourth on Jay Cutler's 32-yard pass to Kellen Davis. On Green Bay's next possession, Brian Urlacher intercepted Rodgers, and the Bears took over at midfield. A Tremont Williams interception was wiped out by offsetting penalties, and then Chicago shot itself in the foot with three penalties. They were forced to punt. After getting stopped on downs, the Packers did the same to the Bears, but Green Bay couldn't run out the clock. Then, with Devin Hester signaling a fair catch as a decoy, Johnny Knox returned the ensuing punt 89 yards for a touchdown, and all of a sudden, the Bears were within three. That return, however, was nullified by a holding penalty with just over a minute to play, and Chicago eventually ran out of time. Green Bay held the Bears under 300 yards, while Finley caught 7 balls for 85 yards and 3 TDs in the Packers' 27-17 victory in Chicago 13 seasons ago. I'm Brian Posick on the Packers Radio Network.
Thank you, Brian. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
There's something about a fresh haircut from the friendly, skilled stylists at Great Clips that just makes life, well, greater. The sun shines brighter. Your step feels springier. Even your jokes are funnier. And the best part? When you use Great Clips online check-in, you can get in for a haircut without having to rearrange your day or your budget. Download the app today and start feeling that much greater in just a few taps. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Get ready for the moment we've all been waiting for. It's the 300K season finale giveaway at Pottawatomie. Friday, December 20th, watch your entries from Bird Bash, Cash Clash, and Winter's Dash all pile into one massive drawing for a chance at up to 50 grand cash. Be there to win your share December 20th only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Learn more at paysbig.com/finale. Must be 21 years old to play.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
You're tuned in to That's Better on WSHP. That smooth groove was Medicaring About You. Mike and Merrill is on the line. Talk to me, Mike.
I'm older, but I have plenty of spring in my step. I want a Medicare plan that keeps up with me, but I keep getting the same old song whenever I call.
That's so out of touch. You got to get in touch with Security Health Plan. They've got benefits you'll dig and local award-winning service you'll love. Head over to securityhealth.org/getmedicare.
Packers preview, keys to the game, brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com for the latest offerings on Ford trucks and Ford SUVs. Packers and Bears today at Soldier Field. Keys to the game, Mike.
Well, I'm going to go sort of intangible. Don't give the Bears offense life. If they get a little confidence early, they're going to think things are different. It's not a good offense. They've not been a good passing team. They've given up a ton of sacks. But if you give them a little life, and they've had that OC change earlier in the week, that's, to me, the key to the game is don't play from behind. Don't give them an opportunity.
Jay Glazer reporting on Fox that Caleb Williams apologized to the whole team for the firing of the offensive coordinator because obviously he has a lot to say in that. James, what do you think?
Yeah, he should apologize. He had a lot to do with that. keys to the game is double-digit lead. Jump up on them early. Jump out on them early. Two-score lead, 10 points, 14 points, 13 points, it don't matter. Jump out on the Chicago Bears early, make them one-dimensional, put the ball in Caleb Williams' hands, and the Packers should be good. But that is the key to victory today. I want us to start fast and jump out on these Chicago Bears on the road, and it should be a good day for the Green Bay Packers.
Keys to the game brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh-baked special order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet, flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet, creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, is part of the bigger Civic Media Radio Network across Wisconsin. Remember, we still have 540 AM WAUK with compelling talk shows that you can hear anywhere throughout Racine and Racine County. From the mornings with Earl Ingram and Gene Matinair, afternoons with Todd Alba and Maggie Dawn, we have the talk that's compelling and matters to you on the Civic Media Network. Hear it on 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams. Packers preview, Packers and Bears at Soldier Field. Sargento backs the pack and the community with Touchdowns for Hunger. For every Packers touchdown scored this season, Sargento donates $2,000 to help fight hunger in Wisconsin. Since 2002, every Packers touchdown helps to feed hunger thanks to Sargento, the official cheese of the Packers. Now, as we get to predictions, I just want to lay something out there. Under any circumstances, I would never pick the Bears, okay? I mean, I don't care what the records are. I would never pick the Bears.
I like your style, Dennis. I like your style.
Just being real honest with you. With all that said, I do think the Packers win today, and I think the score is going to be 31-17.
Ooh, beat down.
Yep. Yeah, and I don't even know. It's going to be close for a little while, but I don't think the Packers are going to have a huge problem today, Mike.
How are the Bears scoring 17 points? They get a special teams score in there. They get a pick. They scoop and score.
I've had a Bears fan ask me that question.
Yeah,
but I think they're going to have a little bump from Thomas Brown. I really do. And I think Swift could be at the center of that.
I'm going to go Green Bay also in this one. I have had to try to remind people all week long on my radio show that the Bears are not as bad as their record.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, they're 4-5. You'd think people talking about the Bears, you'd think they're 1-8. They're not. They're 4-5. They're not terrible. It's a pretty good defense. They can run the football a little bit. Just don't get them going a little bit. I'm going to, again, think that their offense does not find its home. I'll go Green Bay 26 and Chicago 10.
Okay. You know, first of all, James, your prediction, and then I want to ask you a question about Caleb Williams. Go ahead.
My prediction. I do agree. I think that it will be some new mojo in the building. I want to say probably the first couple drives, I think we see a couple new wrinkles, maybe a trick play here and there. I think they do find a way to put some points up on the board.
You stop it.
I think as the game settles down, I have the Green Bay Packers 35-14. The Green Bay Packers win this game. I think this will be a big time win for the Packers. Jordan Love is healthy. I think this will be a good confidence builder for the offense and defense.
Dennis, you're such a good actor. How is it possible that you sound surprised when James predicts a blowout?
I'll tell you why. Because when I said 31-17, he was what a beatdown. He's picking it bigger than that. Now, I want to ask you, James, about Caleb Williams, okay?
Yes.
Because you in the early part of this show said, you know, he's just not playing well.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between a guy not playing well and a guy who doesn't have talent.
Yeah.
He is a guy who has talent, isn't he?
Oh, yes. I mean, when you turn the tape on Caleb Williams, it's some of these throws to where it's like, I don't know how many quarterbacks can make those throws, to be honest with you. It's probably maybe four or five of them in our league that can make some of these throws that he's making. He's just real inconsistent right now. And that comes with being a rookie. You know, you got different coverages being thrown at you. You don't want to take certain chances, you know what I'm saying, to make mistakes. You're holding the ball a little bit too long, kind of some of the stuff that you were doing at USC. But the talent is there, very, very clear. And once he settles down and once he starts taking some of these chances, I think you're going to see him take the next step, and he's going to be a really good quarterback for a long time in this league.
And one of the things you can't really deny, Mike, is that you can question the Bears' offensive line, and you should. But the skill players around him, as far as running back, wide receiver, tight end, I mean, they have stacked that for him.
Yeah, but I always think with Ryan Poles and what the Bears have done, that when they fail as often as they have for as long as they have, that it's a front office issue. It's a player personnel issue. We want to blame quarterback and coach. I want to blame the organization for putting them in bad positions. They put a lot of wide receivers around him. They did not put an offensive line capable of holding up in the NFL around him.
But to be honest with you guys, though, like, and this is crazy to say, but I want to see Caleb Williams throw some interceptions. I know that sounds crazy, but
he's only thrown five, just
exactly.
For those who aren't aware.
I want to see him throw some interception, because when I see that, that means he's giving all these receivers that he has some opportunities to make plays. And I'm saying I want to see him throw interceptions. I just want to see him give these dudes some 50-50 opportunities. You're holding the ball so long sometimes, and you're not even giving your receivers a chance to go help you and make some plays. Just throw the ball over there at times. Do you see Russell Wilson and George Pickens? Pickens ain't open, never. And Russell Wilson is saying, yes, he is. And George Pickens making it. Let DJ Moore, let Keenan Allen, let Roma Doomsday go make some plays on the ball for you, and that'll eliminate how long you hold the ball sometimes. They don't have to be wide open. They did not get drafted because they were wide open. They got drafted because they made some really good plays going up, making some tough catches. Let them have some opportunities to make some of those.
Justin Fields never beat the Packers. We'll see if Caleb Williams changes that. James and Mike, thank you. The Matt LaFleur Show is next, sponsored by Construction Business Group. Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors, teaming up to build Wisconsin together. The Packers and the Bears coming up next. Learn more at join139.com. This is Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance, and you're listening to the Packers Radio Network.
Packers fans, ready for some game day excitement? Next time you're at Lambeau, stop by the American Family Insurance Title Townhouse and experience the thrill of making a game-saving play with our interactive Protect the End Zone game. Don't miss out on all the amazing giveaways. From exclusive Packers merch to special prizes, there's something for everyone. Visit us at Title Town to make your game day unforgettable. For more info, check out amfam.com/Packers.
Dear football fans, Toyota's leading the drive to victory. The Corolla and all-hybrid Camry make big plays with style and efficiency. RAV4 is a versatile game changer. Highlander's got room for your whole squad. And the rugged Tacoma and Tundra control the line of scrimmage. They've all got available all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive too. Visit Toyota.com or head to your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Attention fans, IT and football strategy have more in common than you think. Like a winning game plan, your business needs a well-executed IT strategy. Software One is the leader in software and cloud solutions. Whether you're facing a blitz of data, looking to land an application at AWS, or need a Hail Mary pass to meet budget savings, Software One will be your lead blocker. Don't get sacked. Call 1-800-444-9890 or visit softwareone.com. Software One, your MVP for software and cloud solutions.
We know what the winning formula is around here, and it's taking it day by day, one game at a time.
Packers preview continues with the Matt LaFleur Show.
This sport is the ultimate team game. You need all 11 out there playing as one.
Presented by Construction Business Group and Operating Engineers Local 139.
Watch this team come together, and we'll see where we're at.
Now, here's Wayne Larrabee with the head coach of the Packers on the Packers Radio Network.
Good morning, everyone. The Packers square off against the Chicago Bears here at Soldier Field today. I'm Larry McCarron, along with the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Matt LaFleur. And Matt, the haze in the barn preparation-wise, how did the week go?
Oh, I thought it was a great week. Just coming off the bye, our guys were rejuvenized and re-energized and attacked the week with purpose. And we had three great practices, so I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do today.
Notice more competitive periods, like starters versus starters. What are you trying to get done with those, and how did you feel about the results?
I thought it was great. It's hard to replicate the game speed throughout the course of the week, and I think when you do that, you get a chance to have higher tempo practices. And I think that's something we did a year ago, and I thought it was beneficial to us. I thought we showed a lot of improvement, so hopefully incorporating that a little bit more the latter half of the season will do us some good.
I don't know if anybody is truly 100% after nine games, but Jordan Love, to the untrained eye, looked pretty darn good. What did you see from your quarterback?
Well, it was just nice to get him a full week of practice reps. The previous game versus the Lions, he only practiced really one day, and to have him out there for a full week of practice reps, I thought was really beneficial. I thought he looked sharp and was throwing the ball well.
No question, Josh Jacobs has been terrific in the first half of the season. Fourth in the league in rushing, averages 4.8 a carry. But physically, isn't he built more for the second half? I mean, he's big and thick. He's got Green Bay written all over him.
He sure does. He is a tough, physical, downhill runner. A guy that I think gets better as the game goes on, kind of wears you out. So looking forward to him just the latter part of the season.
Today's game will be your first without Preston Smith. Will his snaps be mostly taken by one guy, or will it be a collective effort?
Oh, it'll definitely be a collective effort, and we've kind of been rotating that like that throughout the course of the season, just trying to throw fresh bodies at the offensive line.
No shortage of young talent on the edge. Enig Bari, Van Ness, Mosby, Cox. Anybody in that group you find kind of particularly intriguing, you want to see more of in game situations?
Well, it'll be our first real exposure of Cox getting out there and Mosby getting more reps. I mean, the other guys have played a decent amount, but it is nice to see, and I'm excited to see what these guys can bring to the table.
Coming up, more with Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. You're listening to Packers Football.
Wisconsinites love supper clubs. They're a gathering place, a community touchstone. And in Racine, that's known as the Corner House. First opened in 1945, the Corner House Supper Club carries on the tasty tradition with new ownership since 2018. It's a warm, intimate spot for a regular night out or special occasion. Their menu is complete with steaks, chops, nationally famous prime rib, seafood, and an appealing kids' menu. Open 7 days a week, starting at 3. Visit the Corner House Supper Club in Gaslight Circle.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry. Yes! Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 in Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. I'm Vice President General Manager Chris Morrow. If you'd like to join our team, we're looking for people who are interested in helping local businesses spread the word about what they do and who they help, what they sell, what they service on WRJN. We have existing openings for account executives on our staff. I'd love to hear from you, maybe have a conversation. 262-634-3311. Give me a call Monday morning, 634-3311.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Now, Southeast Wisconsin's home to Rock and Roll Never Forgets with Terry Hovel. For decades, Terry has been recognized as Southeast Wisconsin's expert on 50s, 60s, and even 70s music. He brings that expertise and passion for the songs that you love to Rock and Roll Never Forgets, exclusively on WRJN, Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Local news, timeless hits.
Matt LaFleur Show is brought to you by Construction Business Group and Operating Engineers Local 139.
Touchdown!
On the Packers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, it's the Packers and Bears at Soldier Field today. Larry McCarron back with Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. And Matt, lots of talk this week about the Packers-Bears rivalry, but you made an interesting point. If it's in the NFC North, it's a big rivalry.
Yeah, these games are so important to, obviously, to the standings. And I know there's a lot of fanfare around this and a lot of excitement. There always is. And it's going to be a good old-fashioned, hard-fought football game today.
The Bears have lost three straight. They haven't scored a touchdown in a couple games. And they fired their offensive coordinator. How did that affect you guys, or did it?
No, not really. We're so preoccupied with the things that we need to improve upon, and you're always kind of looking at yourself. So it is what it is. It's the situation. You got to make the best of it. But I'm just excited to get out there and play the Chicago Bears.
Matt, would this be accurate? On a given day, the Bears have the talent on the offensive side of the ball to be a handful.
They do. They played really well at certain times, and I think especially at home, where they're 4-1 at home, they put up big numbers in three consecutive weeks. Certainly the firepower is there on the perimeter. They got a great tight end in Cole Kmet, and DeAndre Swift's really running well also. And then Caleb, just his ability to play the off schedule, there's no perfect defense for that. And so you got to be very disciplined with your rush lanes, try to keep him in the pocket, and play sound football.
While the Bears have struggled offensively, they've played good defense. Seventh in points allowed, seventh on third down, first in the red zone. Is that what you've seen on tape, that kind of performance?
Yeah, it's going to be a great challenge. I think they're a very sound defense. They play extremely hard, and they do a really good job, similar to our defense, of getting the ball out. And they're always punching at the ball. And then you mentioned it, situationally, they are a handful. That's when they're at their best, is on third down and in the red zone.
As I mentioned, the Bears rank number one in red zone defense. And coincidentally enough, it sounds like red zone offense is an area you've targeted for improvement coming out of the bye. What's it going to take to win that matchup today?
Well, we can't have any self-inflicted wounds. We've had 18 penalties through the first nine games in the red area, and those are tough to overcome. So I think just being disciplined, being focused, everybody doing their 1/11th, and I think we can have much better results.
Thank you, Matt. Go get them.
Thanks, Larry.
Stay tuned. The coin toss and the opening kickoff is coming up. The Matt LaFleur Show is sponsored by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors. This is the Packers Radio Network.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure that grows our state's economy. Roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure including renewable energy projects, and building projects like historic Lambeau Field. A union with over 900 contractor partners, LIUNA Wisconsin members meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of Wisconsin's Laborers District Council. Learn more at LIUNAWisconsin.org. LIUNA Wisconsin.
This is Ford Truck Month, with big offers on trucks that don't subscribe to the word impossible. Like the up-for-anything off-road ready Ranger, the adaptable Maverick, plus F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, featuring Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Built Ford tough trucks that see the impossible as a dare. And this is Ford Truck Month, with offers that make owning one possible. Get to your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Claim 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
You know how it feels to be recognized? Hey, Kathy.
Hey.
To feel like you belong? What if your health insurance made you feel that way?
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hi, I'm Kathy Mahaffey, CEO of Common Ground Healthcare Cooperative. With health insurance for individuals, families, and small businesses that truly cares about the members it serves.
Morning, Kathy.
Morning. Maybe it's time to wake up to better health insurance.
As a bull rider, I prefer to do things single-handedly. That's why I love the UW Credit Union app. Ooh, doggy! It lets me check accounts, make transfers and more on the go. And if I need an extra hand, UW Credit Union has convenient local branches.
Yippee!
So, if you want simple mobile banking, mosey on over to UW Credit Union. They're here for every y'all. Federally insured by NCUA.
There he goes! 20, 15, 10, 5! He leaps into the end zone for the dagger!
The Packers defense finally gets the stop. And there is your dagger!
Packers Radio is sponsored by American Family Insurance, Miller Lite. Great taste and only 96 calories. Tastes like Miller time. Pick and save. Network Health, your local Bryant Heating and Cooling dealer. Software One, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, your local Chevy dealer, Fox Communities Credit Union, Provea Health, Construction Business Group, and Wisconsin Operating Engineers, Local 139, UP and Abraham. Tell them you mean business. Quick Trip, Wisconsin Dental Association, Steinhoffels, U.S. Cellular, the official wireless partner of the Green Bay Packers, Ascension Wisconsin, Rural Mutual Insurance, Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, Manitou, handling your world, Baird, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, West Bend, The Silver Lining, Cousin Subs, Security Health Plan of Wisconsin, UW Credit Union, here for every you, Menards, save big money at Menards, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, Sargento, Great Clips, your Wisconsin Toyota dealers, and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on the Packers Radio Network.
We welcome you to Soldier Field in Chicago on the lakefront of Michigan. And we welcome you also to the 209th meeting all-time between the Packers and Bears. Wayne Larrabee along with Larry McCarron and John Kuhn. The Packers are 6-3 coming off their bye week. A 24-14 loss to the Lions preceded that bye week. They were 3-6 at this point a season ago. They're 6-3 now and looking a lot better in terms of a playoff push down the stretch. But it has to begin here in Chicago today, where the Bears are 4-5, coming off a 19-3 loss to the lowly New England Patriots here at Soldier Field. Chicago has lost three in a row at Washington on a Hail Mary pass in the final seconds, at Arizona, and then last week, a very disappointing loss for the local faithful here in Chicago to the New England Patriots. The Packers are 54-53-2 at Chicago, including the postseason. The last time the Bears beat the Packers, Week 15, 2018. Caleb Williams, who will start at quarterback for the Bears today, was a sophomore in high school at Gonzaga Prep. Mitchell Trubisky is the last Bears quarterback to defeat the Packers. Somebody asked me this week on a radio talk show, what's the difference between the Packers and the Bears over the last 30 years? And I gave him a one-word answer, quarterback. And he was stunned. He expected me to go into at least a two-minute dissertation on the essential pluses and minuses of the front offices and franchises and this, that, and the other thing. One position has made a huge difference in this series over 30 years. If you just take a look at what the Packers have done recently, Love, Aaron Rodgers, and Brett Favre are a combined 25-6 here at Soldier Field. And that includes playoffs. That includes the NFC Championship game after the 2010 season. The Bears haven't had a true franchise quarterback since Sid Luckman, and that goes back to the 40s. There was Billy Wade in 1963. Yes, they won a world championship with him for a year, but he was really a product of the Los Angeles Rams. Jim McMahon could have been a franchise. Fifth overall pick of the 1982 draft. He was the quarterback of the 85 Bears Super Bowl championship run, but he could never stay healthy. Then there was Eric Kramer, who set the Bears passing records for one season in the mid-90s. Then they traded for Jay Cutler, and he couldn't get by Aaron Rodgers. They traded a King's ransom to move up and select Mitchell Trubisky, second overall in 2017. He didn't pan out. Next, Justin Fields, 11th overall pick in 2021. Now they move on to Caleb Williams. It's his turn, the first overall pick in the 2024 draft. The Bears have not won a playoff game since 2010. They have just one winning campaign since 2012. And the difference between the Bears and Packers, quite frankly, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, and now Jordan Love. Packers and Bears getting set to do it again for the 209th time. We're at Soldier Field in Chicago. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
It's time for some football. As the official ticket marketplace of the Green Bay Packers and the NFL, Ticketmaster's got the best way to take it to the house when it comes to being there live. They're the safest and most convenient marketplace to score fully verified Packers tickets. And even if your plans get broken up or worse, turned over, Ticketmaster gives you more flexibility to sell your seats. So get those touchdown celebrations ready and score your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Packers.
New Happy Thursday Spiked Refreshers, a non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday Spiked Refreshers, weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly. Non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health has been a leader in providing health plans in Wisconsin for over 41 years? A lot has changed in the last four decades, and Network Health remains as dependable and reliable as ever, providing health plans in 25 Wisconsin counties to over 126,000 members and growing. Join them. Call 833-7-NETWORK today. HMO and POS plans underwritten by Network Health Plan. Compensation has been provided for using this endorsement of Network Health.
Attention fans, IT and football strategy have more in common than you think. Like a winning game plan, your business needs a well-executed IT strategy. Software One is the leader in software and cloud solutions. Whether you're facing a blitz of data, looking to land an application at AWS, or need a Hail Mary pass to meet budget savings, Software One will be your lead blocker. Don't get sacked. Call 1-800-444-9890 or visit softwareone.com. Software One, your MVP for software and cloud solutions.
All rights of this broadcast are reserved. Any rebroadcast, recording, retransmission, or other use of this broadcast without the express written permission of the Green Bay Packers Incorporated is prohibited. The Packers and Matt LaFleur have won 10 straight against Chicago. In the series, no team has ever won 11 in a row over the other. The longest winning streak, 10 for the Packers in the 90s, and this current 10-game winning streak, the Bears have beaten the Packers 8 times in a row. The last time they did that was back in the 80s. The Packers and Fleet Farm encourage fans to visit any Wisconsin Fleet Farm location through November 20th and round up your purchase at the register. All proceeds will benefit Hua, Wisconsin. Support our heroes and visit your local Fleet Farm today. Let's pause 10 seconds, station identification, on the Green Bay Packers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
How important is this game? Well, for the 4-5 Bears, an opportunity to turn around their season. For the 6-3 Packers, incredibly important. They're 0-2 in the division. They haven't started 0-3 in the NFC North division since 2005. Today's weather check is brought to you by Bryant Heating and Cooling. Hey, fans, it's our favorite season of Wisconsin, football season. So enjoy the game. Leave the other seasons up to Bryant. They'll do whatever it takes to keep your heating and cooling system running efficiently. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. Temperature at Soldier Field in the middle of November, 56 degrees, folks. We're living on the edge here. This is really good stuff. Winds about 9 miles per hour out of the south, and humidity at 73%. Injury report is brought to you by the personal injury attorneys of Hubie and Abraham. Hubie and Abraham, voted best, rated best year after year. Hubie and Abraham, over $1 billion collected for their clients. Visit Hubie.com. On the injury report for the Green Bay Packers, Jair Alexander will play. So will Evan Williams in the secondary. Marshawn Lloyd has been moved to the injured, or is out due to a appendicitis problem that occurred late in the week. Jordan Morgan, the offensive lineman out with a shoulder injury, has been moved to the injured reserve list. For the Bears, they'll be without Kieran Amagaji, an offensive lineman, out due to a calf injury. And Tevin Jenkins, their starting left guard, is out with an ankle injury. We welcome in Larry McCarron and Rock. Big game, both ways, both teams. The Bears are in a desperate situation with a 3-game losing streak. The Packers have everything in front of them with a nice record of 6-3. This is such a crucial game going down the stretch.
Well, I think you mentioned it a little earlier, Wayne, when you talked about what's going on in the division. And that's where the Green Bay Packers' focus is. It's not, to be honest, so much the Packers-Bears rivalry. It's whatever's going on in the NFC North and the Packers got to grab a win, and they need to grab it today against the Chicago Bears.
The Packers' losses, the three losses, are all inside the NFC, Rock. And when we get into December, and if the Packers are in contention, and we expect they will be, when we get to mid-December, you start talking about tiebreakers. They become real, and they sometimes determine whether you make it to the tournament or not.
No, exactly. So these games right now are critical. And you would have to say, on the paper, on the form, this is an extremely winnable game for the Green Bay Packers. Now, people look at the Bears' record. They look at they've lost three straight. But offensively, where they've really struggled, they have the talent that on a given day, they could cause anybody problems. And defensively, they've been playing pretty well all year.
Yeah, they are especially good in the defensive secondary, among the best in terms of passing game defense in the league. I mean, when you look at them, they're seventh in yardage. They've given up 9 touchdowns, 6th fewest in the league. Their passer rating against, defensively, their passer rating, 2nd in the league, 77.4, 2nd only to the Chargers of Los Angeles. And of course, in situation football, they're not bad. 7th and 3rd down percentage, 1st in the red zone, where the Packers have struggled.
Yeah, and the Bears will be without Jaquan Brisker, one of their starting safeties. But last week, watching Elijah Hicks, who replaced him on tape, I thought, this kid ain't bad either.
Not bad at all. No, not bad at all. Well, you got the Packers and the Bears getting set. 209th meeting coming up here in Chicago. It's overcast. It is in the 50s, as we mentioned. Be honest with you, folks, this is a beautiful day for football on the lakefront of Chicago. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available. It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN, your home for the Lou Regani Show. Lou Regani with the music of the stars, Sunday morning from 7 until kickoff. There's no Packer game on Sunday, he goes until noon. Be sure to hear music from the 30s, 40s, 50s, the big band era, Broadway, and more with Music of the Stars. Lou Regani's award-winning program now on the Civic Media Network, and Sunday morning starting at 7 on WRJN. Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guest.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.